Hello.
Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jenny. May I have your zip code to assist you, please?
48079.
48079, and your first and last name, please.
Joan Bopp.
Thank you. 1 minute for me, please. Ms. Bopp, I do see your name. Would you verify the address, please, for security, starting with
1715 River Road, Condo 38, St. Clair, Michigan, 48079.
Thank you so much. And I'm waiting for your information to pull up. Yes, ma'am?
Can you tell me what company you are?
So we're the third-party call center, and we wait for the customers to call in, and we then determine what company charged them. So right now I'm pulling up information.
Okay.
And I see your name and I see
number. Because my Capital card didn't recognize it, and I didn't recognize it.
My pleasure to help you. In 1 minute, as the information pulls up, then we'll be more specific. And this here is the, so this is a sweepstakes ticket for $5.79. That was trying to win a kitchen item.
Okay, the KitchenAid mixer.
Mm-hmm. And this is a bundle, this account. It has the sweepstakes ticket, and in addition, you are joining a membership for an online. Yes, just letting you know what it is. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So now it's my pleasure to help you with whatever you need for this account.
I clicked on the Walmart ad for the KitchenAid, and it said that I want it, and now I'm being charged the $574, and then in October, I was charged $67.32, and then my Capital One card just notified me that I was charged another $67.32, and mm-hmm. That isn't what was described on Facebook.
I see. Did you read the terms and conditions, ma'am? We're the post order. We don't know all of the situations. We just know what they tell us now at this point, and that is their terms and conditions were: this is a bundle, you get a free, you get a ticket, at a discounted price, and then online discount store, and a voucher to shop on the store. So at this point then, Ms. Bopp, what would you like to do with this account, please?
I would like it to be closed and me to be refunded the money that I've already paid.
Okay, so let me look here.
It says so trendy product.
So this is the factory direct savings store. A lot of those sentences, ma'am, are the merchant IDs. They're not necessarily It's not the the company's name. But let me just look here, the policy of the account and what they will do for you, ma'am. Thank you for your patience.
Okay.
So you have $67.32. Though you were charged $67.32 twice, the bank declined one of them. So only one
today,
is charged.
That's why they notified me. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Only one is charged.
And then $574.
Now that's the sweepstakes. And that sweepstakes ticket, they've serviced you to run your name through to win a kitchen item. So that's what was run through for the month of October.
That isn't the way it was explained on Facebook. And then October 17th, I was charged $67.32.
Yeah, and that was for the discount store. So that $67.32, the company is willing to give you a 35% refund of $23.56.
No, I want 100% refund because I did not sign up for any discount store.
Thank you, ma'am. 1 minute, please. The company is willing to give a 50% refund of $33.66.
You didn't understand me. I said I want 100%.
Yes, Ms. Bob, I'm working between you and the company's policy. Thank you for your patience. So the highest they've gone is the 3366 thus far.
I haven't gotten anything.
No, I'm saying that's the refund they're giving, the 3366.
Well, I'll have the credit card company get a hold of them, and they will give me 100%.
I'm working with them. Thank you for your patience.
My patience are running out.
Okay, Ms. Bob, the company is giving you the full 6732. And give me 1 minute to notate this so that and to process this refund, okay?
Okay, and so all I'm going to be out is the 574, correct?
That is correct.
Okay.
Give me 1 minute, please, to make sure this is properly refunded back in your account between 3 and 5 business days.
Okay.
And the email, joanmbop@gmail.com, check there for the notification of the refund. And if it's not in the main email area, please check the spam area and the junk mail area.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you for your patience. 1 minute for me, please.
They kind of are tricking people because it's under a Walmart ad.
They use a lot of these online businesses use the established stores as their platform.
Well, I trust Walmart.
Yeah, that's why they use the platform.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's why you have to read and pay attention to everything.
I thought I did.
Yeah, yeah. Well, right now you're getting this refund, and let me give you the cancellation number for your records.
Okay.
That number is C like Charlie.
Yes.
Then it's 262.
Yes.
163.
Yes.
467.
Okay.
And,
got it.
Okay, give me 1 more minute. I'm completing notation and making sure everything is established. Okay. It is done, ma'am. Any other questions?
I'll just look. Nope, that's all.
Okay.
I will make sure that I don't click on the free gifts anymore.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
It's the old saying, there's no such thing as a free thing. Lunch, and this means a free gift, too. And I'm very disappointed that it came under Walmart because Walmart and I have gotten along for years. I'm 80 years old, and I lived in Florida and did by shopping at Walmart all the time.
Yeah.
And then my husband died, and I moved back to Michigan because my daughter didn't want me to be alone down there after he died. So
I like
I
that teamwork.
Good.
I like that teamwork.
Except I like the cold.
Oh, it's true, huh?
But poor Charlotte got super hit. Where I had a home since 1974.
Oh,
that super hit with Ian. And
with what?
It's probably a good Ian, the hurricane.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
My sister's house is condemned. She's in a rental. It'll probably take a year for them to repair her house.
Okay.
My old one that I lived in was not, only one door was damaged.
Okay.
But
Well, your life
I still
is
wouldn't
safe.
Have been yes, I still wouldn't have liked to have been there during it, because some of my friends, I've got a lot of friends and church family down there that have sent me videos during, and it would have been scary to be alone.
So you
without
and your
my
daughter,
husband's arms around me.
Oh, well, I'm glad that you all made it, that your family, you all united. It's good. And I'm sure your husband would be pleased, you know?
I'm sure he was looking out for me.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
The best Christian man you'd ever want to meet. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Don't get
me.
We were
widow and widower and had 25 years together.
That's the best.
Even though we were older, widow and widower.
Yeah. So, but still a good time.
God was good. Yep.
God was good. This I'm glad for, honest. I'm glad you have that and had it. Have it and had it.
Yes.
It's still current and yet past, right? Yeah.
Yes. I'm sure he's looking down at me. I lost two husbands. I lost one when I was 41.
Mm.
And then I was alone for 10 years getting my kids through college.
Mm.
And then the good Lord brought me John. He was a widower. And I said to him, you know, I never got to have my silver anniversary. He's from Germany originally, and we called each other Shotzi, which is like you would say honey or sweetheart to your significant other. It's a German word meaning precious jewel. And so that's what we called each other, was Shotzi. And
Shotzi,
I'll give you 25 years. And that's exactly what we had. We had 25 years in December.
Gosh.
And the day before our 25th anniversary, he found out that he had a bad heart. And he had the open heart surgery, but he died in April after our 25th anniversary. But I was blessed to have him 25 years.
Mm-hmm. I'm sincerely glad. And this story warms my heart. I'm glad for you.
Oh, you wouldn't believe the story of my life. Then I just lost my mother a year and a half ago, and she was 3 months from 99. And then this summer I lost my dog, and that was the last tie to John, my Shotzi. And so I said, I can't go through losing another dog at my age. 2 weeks later, I got a puppy, and my granddaughter.
You couldn't resist.
Grandma. I'm alone. I can't stand being alone. And there's such company and unconditional love. So I got her at 2 months. She just turned 6 months yesterday. And my granddaughter says, Grandma, I think you should name her Shotzi in honor of Papa. And I said, okay. So I named her Shotzi. And she's a little ripper right now because she's only 6 months old.
Your granddaughter was wise.
Yep.
My supervisor Yeah, my supervisor definitely wants me to get off to handle other calls.
I'm sure she does.
But I have to be honest, I've enjoyed every moment in our conversation, okay?
Oh, thank you. God bless you. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
You the same, okay? Best to you. Now.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Should I say bye-bye, Ms. Shotzi?
Oh, yeah.
God bless you. God bless you. Be well now. Mm-hmm. Thank you for calling customer support. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.